welcome to Discoveryland Online. We're so glad that you're here today. Today we're gonna play a game.
Okay, so in today's part of God's big story, we're going to hear about a man who climbed up a tree to see Jesus. Do you know what his name was? His name was Zacchaeus, and we actually have a picture of him.
I love that. I'm gonna hide him under one of these leaves that we have here, and then you guys get to guess which leaf he's under. Okay, which leaf do you think he's under?
He's under the second leaf.
If you guessed number two, you got it right. Yay, let's try it again. I wonder which leaf he's under. Oh, they're guessing number four. Nope. Good guess though. Let's try it again.
Is it under number one?
No. Oh, good guess. Oh, I think I might know where he is.
Where is it, Miss Michelle?
They just said number six. Let's try. There he is. Good job, you guys.
Good job, guys.
Let's try one more time.
All right,
here we go. Are you ready?
Yes. Could Zacchaeus be under number three?
I don't know. Let's try it. What a sneaky little guy he is, right? Oh, they're yelling number one.
Number one? Okay, let's try it.
Let's look.
Nope.
I don't see him.
Where else could he be?
I think I might know where he is. Oh, I heard them say it. Number four. Yeah. There he is. Good job, you guys. You did a great job on our game.
So today we're going to talk about a time when Zacchaeus climbed up in a tree to see Jesus and how Jesus looked for him just like we looked for Zacchaeus hidden under a tree.
How exciting. We'll see how Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That means he came to find all people. Did you know that Jesus came to seek and save us too?
Our wonder truth today is Jesus seeks and saves us.
Cool. Let's do it again, and I'll do it with you.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jesus seeks and saves us.
I love that so much.
Me too. Today we'll learn how Jesus loves everyone and seeks them out to be saved. Mm-hmm. Let's sing a song about how Jesus saves and thank him for saving us.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day. Peace has come. Jesus saves. Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joy. Saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing through the darkest night. Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we make as we join in.
Spirit leads in us.
The curious cat. She's always asking questions. She has a question for you. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is? It's a game.
Oh, I love games. Is it Simon Says? I love to play Simon Says. Simon Says jump. Simon Says sit. Simon Says...
No, it's not Simon Says. This is a game that you play where one person closes their eyes.
Doggy, where's your bone?
No, this is a game where you look for people.
Oh, I know, hide and seek.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about. I love to play hide and seek with my friends, but I was thinking about the name of the game the other day, and I was curious. I know what it means to hide, but what does seek mean?
The word seek means to look for or to find. So when we play hide and seek, some of the players hide, and then one of the players tries to find them. When that player tries to find them, they're seeking them. That's why it's called hide and seek. In God's big story today, we're going to learn about how Jesus looked for a man who was hiding up a tree.
What was he doing in the tree? I'm curious.
We'll find out when we hear about God's big story today.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. What do you see that makes you curious? Have you ever lost something and tried to find it? We all see things that make us curious. Today's Wonder Truth is Jesus seeks and saves us. Can you do that with me? Jesus seeks and saves us. Today we'll discover that Jesus seeks and saves. Okay, guys, before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our pay attention glasses, listening ears, and ziplock and button those lips. So let's put on those pay attention eyes. Good job. Mine are big snowballs because I think we're supposed to get snow tonight.
Mine are big snowflakes.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. All right, let's grab those listening ears way up high. Grab those and get those on. Are they nice and straight?
They are. I clicked them in.
Okay, good job. And now on three, we're going to zip, lock, and button. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
Okay, let's get our hearts ready by praying.
Okie dokie.
God, thank you for sending Jesus to seek and save us. Thank you for loving us enough to do that for us. Help us to be like Jesus and remember to love everyone. We pray that everyone can know Jesus just like we do. Help us listen and understand your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Today's telling of God's big story is going to be fun. When you hear the word Jesus, I want you to give yourself a hug and shout, Jesus loves. Try that. Good job, you guys. When you hear the name Zacchaeus, you'll put your hand down low, like you're showing someone how short something is, and say, wee little man. Try that now. Good job.
Jesus once passed through a town where a man named Zacchaeus lived. Most people did not like Zacchaeus because he took extra money from them for taxes and stole from them to make himself rich.
Oh, Zacchaeus really wanted to see Jesus, but he was too short to see over all the other people. He decided to climb a tree to see better.
When Jesus passed by, he saw Zacchaeus up in the tree and told him to come down. He told Zacchaeus that he wanted to go to his house.
Wow.
Yeah, Zacchaeus came right down and welcomed Jesus to his home.
The other people in town may have wondered why Jesus would want to go and visit the home of someone like Zacchaeus, who stole and did mean things.
Yes, but Zacchaeus told Jesus he was sorry for what he had done and that he would pay back 4 times the amount of anything he had ever taken.
Wow.
So Jesus told Zacchaeus he had now been saved.
Wow. Well, Jesus looked for Zacchaeus because he wanted to bring him into the family, into God's family.
Yes, and Jesus seeks us too and wants us to be in his family. What an amazing truth that Jesus seeks and saves us.
What a great story. Where did you see Jesus seeks and saves us in the story today? What a great story. Where did you see Jesus seeks and saves us in the story today?
In God's big story today, Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name, even though he had never met him before. Did you know that Jesus knows your name too? He knows your name and he knows everything about you.
I love that so much, Miss Evelyn. The Bible even tells us that God knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows you and he loves you so much. Let's all say, thank you, Jesus, for knowing me.
Thank you, Jesus, for knowing me.
Let's sing a song and thank Jesus for knowing us. Job with that song, you guys.
Good job. Yes. We're going to pray now. And when I say the word name, you say your name as we pray. Okay, let's pray and talk to God. God, thank you for knowing our names. Thank you for coming to find us and save us. Thank you for loving us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's time for our blessing now. So hold out your hands like you're about to receive a gift from God. Even though Zacchaeus had been wrong in how he did things, Jesus still came to find him and save him. God had a plan for Zacchaeus, and he has a plan for you too. May you always remember that he always knows your name and always loves you, even when it feels like others don't. Always and at all times, God loves you.